Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin 1814 for a Wednesday, September 22nd, 2010 Audio Boo podcast. I'm down here again. I think my last podcast was down here at the Thousand Islands Environmental Center in Kaukauna, Wisconsin. This is the runoff of the Fox River, and the Fox River is where I do a lot of my videos and things from. I believe they call it the Thousand Islands Center just because there's a lot of little islands, really, you can't get to, but I'm sure there's a heavy Native American population here, and I'm sure that's where the name stemmed from. And it seems quite fitting that I'm down here today because, as I said today, September 22nd, for those of you that were fans of Lost, you might not know this, but today is or 6 years ago today, Lost premiered on ABC. And then, interestingly enough, the show also, this is when their plane crashed on this day as well. So it was a real-time element starting out. So it's a very important day in Lost history. Now, I'm not going to bore those of you who are Lost fans, or aren't Lost fans, with my thoughts on the show, which this is probably my favorite drama of all time. Probably my other favorite show of all time is The Office. But so Lost is my favorite show, and I won't go on about why that is, except for one aspect, the Lost community. Lost came out in 2004. By then, the internet was just kind of, making its way. Really, the Web 2.0, you hear about the social media side of things, MySpace wasn't even around yet. I don't even know if Friendster was even around. So the social media, the kind of social side of the web, was just in its infancy. What happened with Lost as time went on, over the course of the next few years, the internet just kind of caught up, it kind of went hand in hand with the fandom of the show. Immediately, podcasters developed huge followings talking about the show, and the podcasters really took on the love of their fans, and the fans, it became this big community. The writers listened to these podcasts. The writers would listen to these discussion boards, and in one case, they actually killed off a couple characters they brought on into season 3. Because the fans just hated them. So the community aspect of a show like Lost, I have never experienced a show in a communal sense before. I think somewhere around season 4, I started actually making videos on YouTube talking about the show each week. I held a blog TV show after it aired. Twitter started running for me in late 2007, early 2008, people were tweeting about it, so you could actually watch the show with your fellow, people in your time zone, at least, about it. And I actually found a huge common ground with a lot of people I'm good friends with now because of that show. The podcasting element became a huge thing at, like, Comic-Con. These are just people making podcasts in their basement, no different than what I'm doing here with Audio Boo. Somehow they picked up, and two or three or four of them became extremely popular to the point where the stars of the show would actually go on those podcasts. So it was the community. I've never seen anything like it. And now the show's over. It ended last May, and today it aired 6 years ago. It ended with season 6. It ended as the writers wanted it to end. And I really miss it. I miss that community aspect of it, of something so focused on one, passion, on one love of, a TV show. And I'm not sure, I'm sure with the way the web is, this will come around again. That's the beauty of the web. It has its little pocket communities that I've talked about before. But I just wanted to mention that Lost was the first show that kind of grew along with the social side of the web. And I'm really happy for that aspect. It added a whole new element to watching that show. So with that, we have to go back. That's all for now. I'll talk to you later. Bye.